are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So they're saying that Adam Lanza possibly carried out the killings in Sandy Hook Elementary as an act of revenge after suffering from years of bullying at the school. Even if he harbored resentment towards the school and hated the school, I still don't understand why he had to take it out on a bunch of kindergartners and first graders and teachers. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how a very common heart medication that many of you take has now had a small link to cancer. We'll talk about that. Scientists have also created a chocolate bar that doesn't have the fat. And I don't know how good this is going to taste, but for those of us that really need our chocolate, we need these guys to rock and roll and hurry, because I would love a yummy type of chocolate bar that doesn't make you fat or fart. Pretty important. We got diners at a New York City restaurant at risk of getting hepatitis A, apparently a bunch of them. Going to talk about that, as well as a story we were just started in the previous hour on the psychedelic mushrooms and how they could help severe depression. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy for your calls and your questions. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the world's first clinical trial that was designed to explore how magic mushrooms could help people with depression, I guess, has been stalled because in Europe, using illegal drugs, I guess, is not allowed in research. David Nutt, president of the British Neuroscience Association and professor of neuropsychopharmacology at Imperial College London, said he has been granted an ethical green light and funding for the trial, but regulations are blocking it. He says, we live in a world of insanity in terms of regulating drugs. I don't know about that. I mean, you know how many people are experimenting with their own stuff at home? I mean, I do agree there has to be some regulation. I'm not really big on government being involved, et cetera. But I am a fan of the idea of looking at this for severe depression. Now, we talked about how maybe this could work. The synthetic form of psilocybin, okay, have, from what I understand, this is something that they want to do where it's not actually giving people mushrooms, the drug, magic mushrooms. It's giving them a synthetic form of the psychedelic chemical in those. And when you have somebody that's severely depressed, we really don't have any happy pills. I know a lot of you think we do, and some of you call your Valium or your Zoloft a happy pill, and it's not. It's not a happy pill. Okay, Valium is a sedative. Zoloft raises your serotonin, so over time you may become happy. But those still aren't the best drugs you could use for somebody who's severely depressed and wants to kill themselves, wants to gouge out their eyes, wants to rip out their own tongue, you know, or just somebody that just sits there and broods and doesn't want to eat. Okay, you need something that'll work fast. So, of course, you have the medical community looking at, well, what about some of these drugs? Okay, what about some of these people that are getting high? What are in these medications that we could maybe harness and we could maybe manipulate and control such that we could come up with a drug that'll hopefully help get a person out of that depressive stage just long enough to wait for the other slower medicines to kick in? Now, the psilocybin and magic mushrooms is, I guess, illegal in Great Britain, according to Fox News, and under the United Nations 1971 Convention on Psychotropic Substances, it's classified as a Schedule I drug, one that has a high potential for abuse and no recognized medical use. So scientists therefore need a special license to use magic mushrooms in trials in Britain, and that's where I guess these studies are being done. And then, of course, we in America would probably have the medicine shipped to us as long as nobody intercepts it, and then we could use it on our patients. So they can't find a company able to make or supply the drug because these guys do not want to go through the regulatory hoops to get the license. Now, the only reason why I am for some sort of movement on this is because I understand that everything is a chemical. Okay? I get that. I understand that. And you know, things are made of carbon atoms and oxygen atoms and hydrogen atoms, etc. And so the difference between, let's say, an over-the-counter medication that we take versus an illegal drug could be a difference of a few of these different atoms. So I understand that if you could manipulate certain atoms, okay, and you could regulate, etc., then, you know, you probably have a lot more at your chemical disposal than you think. Now, these psilocybin or magic mushrooms grow naturally around the world. They've been used since, I guess, caveman days for religious rites and, of course, recreation. Researchers have seen positive results using a like an ecstasy pure form, the MDMA, for post-traumatic stress disorder. So what they want to do is, it's not so much that we're trying to use illegal drugs in science, is we're trying to find certain chemicals that already currently exist that we have some knowledge of to be able to be extrapolated and used for some everyday type of stuff. Now, post-traumatic stress disorder, pretty damn common. Severe depression, also pretty common. And sometimes the medications we have just don't cut it. So now, you know, some of you are thinking, well, won't you get addicted to these drugs? I mean, you could. I mean, what they have to do is, like, for example, didn't some researchers in Israel take marijuana and divide it into the two components? One is the component that people use to just get stoned, and then another was for the hunger and the appetite incentivization. And so they were able to separate and pull out the, I believe, the THC and just use the part that would, could be used medicinally. So you could give medical marijuana without anybody getting high, without anybody getting doped up, and without anybody then later becoming tolerant to. And so that it is possible. I just don't know much about magic mushrooms. All right, guys. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk about our Adam Lanza and his reasons for shooting. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available, and a taste absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguide.com. That's freezedryguide.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through today only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. You know, it's crazy. You know, when you look at somebody who does something horrific, like Adam Lanza or James Holmes, and you try to go back and see, well, what was going on in their lives? You know, we were talking about medications and severe depression and magic mushrooms in the previous segment. You know, pretty soon it's going to be revealed what medicines James Holmes was on prior to the Aurora, Colorado shooting. You know, and now with Adam Lanza, you know, he was bullied at school. Okay, you know, and people will discuss it, and people will, you know, kind of beat the topic to death, going, oh, okay, well, you know, this is why it happened, and this is, you kind of stop and go, but wait a second, okay? You know, the average person gets bullied. The average kid gets bullied. The average person takes some sort of medication, whether it's something to sleep, something for anxiety, or they take a drink of alcohol to calm their moods. So when you look at them dissect what happened to these mass murderers, okay, and people who you and I think are insane, the more you look at it, the more you almost go, oh my gosh, that could be anybody on my street, anybody in my community, that could be anybody. Okay, and of course, whenever we hear something horrible happens, like we talked about on the show, in our, strive to reason with what happened or grieve, you know, we as we go through the grieving process, we want to do, we want to perfect, we want to fix, we want to do something that's proactive, which is why, you know, what was it, Cindy Sheehan, when her son had died overseas in the military? You know, I know a lot of people disliked her, but I could understand from a mother's point of view, I would rather be trying to do something constructive than sit home mourning. So I understand, even if we don't agree with everything she had to say, I understand why she would do it. Same thing with the Sandy Hook Elementary parents, okay? If the Sandy Hook Elementary parents and the elementary school parents, right, who lost a child, which is one of the most horrific things I could even think of, okay, wants to now join a movement for gun control, psychologically, I could understand that. It's keeping them busy. It's making them turn something horrible into something they believe is positive. I get that. No matter how you feel on gun control and whether we want the National Registry or if we think the government is going to take this a step further later, I think we all could understand why somebody who lost a child would want to take that step and try to do something that they believe is proactive. I mean, look at America's Most Wanted. Okay, you know, I can't think of his name at the top of my head. You know, his son had been abducted and killed. Okay, so he, you know, turns his anger and turns his grief into, you know, one of the most well-known shows. And so, you don't want to capitalize, God forbid, on any of that, but what you want to do is when something bad happens, and I hate to use the term when life gives you lemons, make lemonade, not in a horrible case like this, but you know, sometimes you want to take something that happened to you when you're going through the grieving process and get your, you know, keep yourself so busy on a mission. Got to be careful because some of these missions can go overboard. But you know, like I had a patient who had been raped. And she had been raped a while back, I think 8 to 10 years ago. And understandably so, still can't get over it. She can't get over it. She had seen multiple psychiatrists, been on multiple medications. And, you know, I asked her, what does her day consist of? Well, she goes to work, you know, but every time she hears of something on the news, like this college student that came back from Easter break, was on her way back to the dorm at 10 o'clock at night, got gang raped by a bunch of 20-year-olds. I mean, whenever she hears news like that, it brings her back. She's never able to progress. And then I go, well, then what if you just immerse yourself in it? Okay, I'm not saying to do this, but one idea is, what if you go on a lecture circuit, right, and you teach young girls about rape prevention? And she's like, oh, I would love that. I mean, I thought she would just look at me as crazy and still cry. I mean, it's like something lit up. I go, what if you work with some of these groups and you could talk to young girls and boys and, you know, et cetera, on, you know, maybe it's in a health and fitness class, a self-defense class. She loved the idea. You know, and sometimes we almost need to immerse ourselves in what was so bad to heal from it, to what's the word am I looking for, when you just get so accustomed to the subject that it almost numbs you a little bit, you know. And I'm not asking her to stop grieving, okay? Being raped is horrific. It's horrible. It's one of the biggest violations you could do to somebody. I don't understand how she will ever get over it. But she's at the point where no medicines are working. Then what's another form of therapy? Well, maybe a form of therapy is to, you know, take what happened to you, okay? For those of you that are religious, you know, why would God do this to me? Well, because maybe God wanted you to become a teacher. You know, maybe God thought you would be somebody who could spread the word and who could teach and who could prevent. And if what happened to you prevents thousands of girls from getting raped in the future, then maybe, you know, it'll be a little easier to digest and take. Okay? And that's something that sometimes you have to be told, and sometimes it's just natural. Well, so here we are, still grieving over Sandy Hook, and we will for years. And we're now dissecting, well, what happened with Adam Lanza. And so a friend of Adam Lanza's mother had said that the gunman probably launched his murder spree at Sandy Hook Elementary School as an act of revenge after suffering years of bullying. He was a student at the school, as we all know, and family friend Marvin LaFontaine said he had been harboring resentment for that school for years. He said the mother was so angered by the school's inability to protect her son, she would sometimes sit in his class to make sure nobody touched him. She says, I think Adam felt betrayed by the school, and this was his act of revenge. He was an easy target. He was quiet. He would never fight back. Okay? Now, again, still absolutely no validity for him and no excuse for him to do what he did. All right? But when we try to identify potential new shooters, okay, you see where something can go wrong. Okay, you could look for the kid that was the most bullied. Okay, and maybe those are people that we should talk to, make sure we have some counseling for. Okay, just to see what they're thinking. But when we do see these school shootings, remember there was that one kid in Ohio, he comes up, shoots two kids, and it turns out the two kids he shot were the ones that bullied him. So when we think of the meek, and we think of the ones who are innocently picked on, we sometimes forget that they could, have that potential to turn and kill. But then what are we going to do with everybody that's ever been bullied? I've been bullied. I mean, I think we all at some point, I mean, even the football play, even the head of the football team feels bullied at some point or another, either by his coach, by some of the other football members, by his girlfriend. So I could probably make a statement that we all have felt bullied at least once in our life. What? Are we all red flags? Okay, what does that mean? Now, I understand that many schools have come up with this whole anti-bullying movement. And, you know, from what I understand in my son's school, it's pretty damn good. Okay? From what I understand in some schools that haven't, no, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, kids can still, you know, scratch you and make fun of you and still do things online. And, I mean, there's still a variety of things that could be done. All right? But, you know, people may ask, well, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did Adam Lanza become mentally ill and insane? Now, what is the definition of insane? Well, the definition of insanity is somebody that doesn't act sanely, a deranged state of mind, an extreme folly or unreasonableness, according to a dictionary, something utterly foolish or unreasonable. I know some people are worried about using the word insane, thinking it's not politically correct. It's somebody that doesn't use sanity, okay? Such unsoundness of mind or lack of understanding as prevents one from having the mental capacity required by law to enter a relationship status transaction as removes one from criminal or civil responsibility. Okay, that's baloney. If somebody's insane and they kill people, they should be extremely civilly or criminally responsible. But what came first? Was Adam Lanza insane? And that's why kids bullied him, and that's why he stood out. Or was the years of bullying and not having a friend enough to cause him to turn? And if that's the case, I mean, where do we even start to prevent future murderers? And I don't want to say future shooters, because people could use knives, people could use anything. All right? So, I know we're coming up on break. I'm going to finish this out, and then we'll get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. 877-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a lot of us drive out to California. I love going to California. I was born there. Beautiful, beautiful state. But keep in mind, you could be cited. And you could be cited for violating California Code 23123 if you're using something like your Google Maps. Apparently, January 2012, Steve Spriggs was cited for violating the code that reads, a person shall not drive a motor vehicle while using a wireless telephone unless that telephone is specifically designed and configured to allow hands-free listening and talking and is used in that manner while driving. He wasn't texting, he wasn't surfing the internet, but he was using it as his GPS device, like many of us do. And because he was holding the smartphone in his hand while driving and navigating, he, I guess, is in trouble. And technically, he was holding his wireless telephone, using it while driving. And so, all right, appeals court didn't see it his way, and he's in trouble. Okay, now, a lot of us use our smartphone Google Maps. Remember our problem with Google Maps? Something happened with Apple where somebody else did the Google Maps, and then it completely stunk. And I guess one of you told me, just go to the Apple iStore and download the new Google Maps, because whatever is on the iPhone stinks. And you're right. But one of them was nice because there was a voice. It would say, turn left, turn right. I didn't have to worry about this sexy female voice like my husband always likes on the car GPS, which doesn't seem to be working. But, I mean, we love these GPSs now. I mean, what I thought was very accident-producing was my having printed MapQuest. That's how we used to do it, right? You'd have MapQuest. So you would print MapQuest, and then you would be trying to find the paper underneath all the fast food and junk you bought, you know, when you hit Barstow and, Victorville, right? So now you're trying to figure out where the heck to go, and you're trying to read the MapQuest. The font was small. If your toner was going down, the ink was going to be too light. And so when the whole GPS system came out, that was awesome. But GPS systems in the cars were originally very, very expensive. So smartphone being as smart as it is, somebody designed apps where you could get it on the phone. The problem with those is you need to sometimes look and hit the buttons, etc. Now, I noticed one of them will still run no matter what. So if you get a phone call and you're hitting your Bluetooth or whatever on your phone, and you know the and you shut it off, you don't have to go back to your phone and hit a couple buttons. Nowadays, but prior you did. And now it's some scary stuff. And I remember yelling at my husband, screw the phone, I'll take care of it, I'll get you the, you know, directions, I'm on top of it, stop it. You know, yelling and screaming at him, and then, you know, the whole fight. But, you know, as we become so reliable on our phones, we kind of stop to forget that those could also do us in terms of getting traffic citations. So just keep in mind, when you do drive to California, from what I understand, there is that California code, 23123, so you need to watch out for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We said goodbye to Margaret Thatcher, who died at age 87 of a stroke. We're not sure what kind of stroke she had. We understand that, you know, she had been dealing with health issues over the past few years, had kind of been out of the spotlight. We remember her the most as the Iron Lady, and her very strong connection with Ronald Reagan. Those two, seeing them in pictures, just bring back, you know, some pretty good memories, you know, back in the 80s. From what I understand, as I was listening to the news, she had a lot of critics. They were talking about her economic style, which actually pulled Great Britain out of economic recovery, and she seemed to institute some Reaganomics. But she had a lot of critics. And I think they were overly criticizing her on a day when they should have been, allowing her to rest in peace. But we had spent some time in the first hour talking about stroke and causes of stroke. We even took a little stroke test, all right, to look at your stroke, to look at your stroke risk. And we talked about what puts you at risk for stroke, whether it's having high cholesterol, whether it's having diabetes, whether it's having circulation problems like anemia, whether you having been a smoker, if you drink alcohol, if you have high blood pressure. We talked about atrial fibrillation. And we found that your stroke risk factors, although many could be very close to cardiac risk factors, many stroke risk factors seem to be ignored more. And we fail to realize that a lot of healthy people, as they get into their 80s, can have a stroke. And dying from a stroke or surviving a stroke are both horrible, okay? I mean, those who survive a stroke, I can't tell you how many arguments I've had with patients or family members say, Dahlia, don't fight the heart attack. Because if I get a heart attack, it's quick, I die easy, why would you fight the heart attack? And I would have to fight with family members and patients going, but you don't understand, what if you get a stroke and you live? Okay, being wheelchair bound, right, and having to go through all the therapy and the inability to talk and move one side of your body, okay, you know, you may not get the heart attack, you may get the stroke. And a lot of people forget, because heart disease is still the number one killer, so it gets most of the attention. But we forget that stroke does too. So for those of you that, you know, get mad when I say, oh, you need to get an EKG, like, why do I need to get an EKG? I'm fine. Well, what if your heart goes into a funny rhythm? I had a family member, cholesterol was phenomenal, great weight, no diabetes, maybe the blood pressure rising just a touch. We do an EKG, all right, because, you know, she wouldn't go to a doctor, and she was going into abnormal heart rhythm. And apparently she was taking thyroid, never got her numbers rechecked, was taking too much, and she was about to go into atrial fibrillation. Well, that would put you at risk for stroke. So for those of you that ask me, Dr. Dahlia, what's going to kill me? If my cholesterol is good, if my blood pressure is good, well, the thing is eventually your blood pressure may not be. You may be having spikes that you don't know. Or your heart may just go into a funny rhythm, and that's how you could possibly get a stroke and die. So we want to be proactive, and it's kind of easy. Know your blood pressure. Get an EKG every now and then. Make sure you don't have atrial fibrillation, which is an abnormal electrical impulse that goes through the heart and your heart starts to fibrillate as opposed to a nice rhythmic beat and being able to have a nice rhythmic pump. It starts to go ba-boo-ba-boo-ba-boo-ba-boo. And so the blood just slushes around. It starts to solidify, get jelly-like. And then when the heart does pump, the blood goes up to the brain. Your carotid arteries could have cholesterol plaquing just like your coronary arteries or just like those of you that are suffering from erectile dysfunction. If you have lack of good blood flow in your penis, you could have lack of good blood flow in your heart as well as lack of good blood flow in the carotids. Now, many of you think we overreact because the carotids are your bigger arteries, but they don't have to become completely blocked for you to get a stroke. Little pieces can break off. And mind you, carotids have been blocked. Okay, completely. I mean, we've seen it. It is scary stuff. Control your alcohol. Alcohol causes your blood pressure to spike up. Most doctors recommend, according to the National Stroke Association, to not drink or drink only in moderation, less than 2 drinks a day. Know your cholesterol levels. Know your diabetes levels, but also know your circulation issues. Something that I think a lot of us ignore, both in the medical community, we don't like to admit it, but we're so busy trying to get your heart exam done, your breast exam done, talk to you about your prostate, get your blood work done, that we really don't go into the vascular issues like we should. Well, if you're having poor blood flow to your feet, again, that could be a femoral artery issue, popliteal veins, having back issues. I mean, you know, if you have circulatory issues, either venous or arterial, then that should be evaluated. Sometimes we could do an ultrasound. Sometimes we have to do an arteriogram push some dye through to see what's going on. But many people that have heart disease also aren't sending enough blood flow to their feet. Well, if you're not sending enough blood flow to your feet, you probably aren't sending enough blood flow to the brain. So anybody that has lack of blood flow to their feet should be getting their hearts checked and should be getting their carotid arteries looked at. If you have anemia, if you have sickle cell disease, get yourself checked. And of course, the transient ischemic attacks, where you get these little stroke-like symptoms that are temporary, no permanent damage or disability, that could be a precursor. Up to 40% of people who have one of those could later get a stroke. Don't ignore those. Coming right back, 1-877-DOCTALIC.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. options, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are getting news in that Annette Funicello, who we all remember from the Mickey Mouse, well, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us have remembered from the Mickey Mouse Club, has died today of complications to multiple sclerosis. She battled MS for over 25 years. She died today at the age of 70 years old. Disney has confirmed the news of her death. This is just a sad day between Margaret Thatcher and Annette Funicello. We're starting to see a lot of our history start to go away, and it's pretty sad. Pretty sad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do I have any good news? No. This next story, Chelsea Clinton, Bill Clinton hinting at a possible Hillary Clinton run in 2016. We knew that. We know Hillary's going to run. I mean, why not? She probably will have this handed to her. Okay? I mean, she doesn't have to worry about Joe Biden. If she wants to run for president, all it takes is her making one phone call. And she gets to run for presidency. Never has a wife of a president been that admired by her party. So we all expected that one. Don't know what that would mean for the Republicans. That could mean not only this next 4 years with Obama, but then a possible 8 years of Hillary, if people love Hillary as much as they do. So, sorry, I'm trying to find some good news here, guys. I am trying to find something here. Magic mushrooms, I don't want to talk about that. Airline complaints. Okay, let's complain about the airlines. Airline complaints have shot up 20% last year as planes have gotten more cramped. And United Airlines apparently has the most amount of complaints and the worst service. We noticed that with United, too. Last time we flew on United, these flight attendants were mean. I never expected that. And I don't know why. You know, I mean, it's one thing for an airline to not be on time, et cetera. But, I mean, the stereotype was completely fulfilled. I mean, these flight attendants were actually mean and nasty to us. And, you know, dropping $400 a ticket for a coach economy seat, especially when you're driving with four kids, I'm not 400 plus. What was it, 435 plus tax? I don't remember. I mean, I wanted to complain, but I'm like, you know, on my, I just assumed that everybody was complaining. I mean, these guys were mean to the point that, you know, we were joking about it with other members. But apparently, for those of you thinking about which airline to take, based on time rate, mishandled baggage reports, overbooking, and complaints filed, ranking from best to worst, Virgin America was number one, then came JetBlue. Then came number three, Air Tran, number four, Delta, number five, Hawaiian, number six, Alaska Air, number seven, Frontier, number eight, Southwest, number nine, U.S. Airways, number 10, American, 11, American Eagle, number 12, SkyWest, 13, ExpressJet, and number 14 at the bottom of the list was United. I don't know if TWA exists anymore. I don't think so. Is that it, those 14 major characters? I mean, I know we use a lot of... I thought Hawaiian... Yeah, Hawaiian was number five. I mean, here's the thing. We like to be fed. We like... I mean, Hawaii also. I mean, these... The flight attendants on Hawaiian, I have to say, were the nicest. I haven't flown to Hawaii in years. But when we did, I remember the flight attendants were nice. They fed you. And you also could rent for $10. It's probably more now. I bet it's up to 20. You could rent one of those handheld TV things where you could pick a movie and pick a TV show for your kids. So, I mean, it would keep you busy for the five-hour flight. What a lot of these airlines do now because of on-time performance, what they'll do is they'll overshoot their time. Hawaii, I think, did that also. Hawaiian Airlines had the best on-time performance last year. I remember the last few flights I took years ago, they would overshoot the time. So I would tell my husband, all right, it's about six and a half hour flight. He'd be like, what are you talking about? It doesn't take that long to fly to Hawaii. But the airlines would say you would land at a certain time so that when you landed early, the pilot can get online going, looks like we landed early. And we're like, wow, how cool. Although it stinks when you have a 3-4 hour layover in Honolulu. That's not good. Okay, so, people are fighting back, but my only worry is it's going to get worse. Okay, what they're doing is they're overbooking. I don't understand how you could overbook. Apparently, you know, you'll book on, I guess, their website, but there's so many other websites booking that maybe what ends up happening is you have people double booking. Or is it the airline that is so tired of no-shows that they overbook? You know, doctor's offices, you know, have been known to do that. Well, we'll just take in more because just in case people no-show, and people no-show all the time, right? I don't like to double book. I like to give everybody their spot, so we just charge people if they no-show. Honestly, because we don't like to double book, but a lot of doctor's offices, people won't pay the no-show fee, so they just double book so they don't lose money. But you have a family of four that no-shows, ouch. Okay, when you give them each half-hour appointments for new patients, you just lost 2 hours of your day. So many of us have kind of wised up to that. But these flights are so full, then there's no seats on the next flights. And so, you know, and the reason why to me this is an issue is because I think airline stress you know, causes a lot of high blood pressure, puts you at risk for stroke, and I think we underestimate airline stress. So my recommendation to you all is make sure, you know, if they do have an overbooking or it's going to be an uncomfortable flight, just be prepared for that. Make sure your blood pressure is in good control. The last thing I need is you stroking out on a flight. Speaking of people getting ticked, these diners at a New York City restaurant, Alta Restaurant, have been told they might have contracted hepatitis A. All right? Diners who ate dessert at Alta Restaurant on West 10th Street near 6th Avenue between March 23rd and April 2nd are at risk for contracting hepatitis A and are now being urged to get vaccinated immediately. Apparently, it's a four-star tapas joint. They said at least 450 patients, even patrons, even though they did get a health department grade last, I guess just recently, I guess could have been exposed through a food handler who has the liver disease. Now, symptoms of hepatitis A could be fatigue, abdominal pain, diarrhea, yellowing of the eyes and skin. 1% of hepatitis A is fatal. Now, of all the hepatitises, this is still a better one to get, as opposed to hepatitis B and C, which is not self-limiting and could live with you for years and destroy your liver and cause liver cancer, etc. But still, don't underestimate hepatitis A. The infected employee was part of the pastry kitchen, no longer works at the restaurant. She had traveled to Mexico, was infected with hepatitis A. Now, I was under the impression that you couldn't get a health card without showing you were vaccinated against hepatitis A. That's what I thought. Well, apparently they are working with the health department to get that addressed. We were also talking today about meat and carnitine in meat. They say that carnitine in meat, which can be metabolized by the bacteria in the gut, could be what's responsible for us having arteriosclerosis and heart disease as opposed to it just being red meat. Apparently the team has found that carnitine is converted into trimethylamine N-oxide, TMAO. And the team from Cleveland Clinic found that TMAO promotes arteriosclerosis in people. So meat could increase, because of the carnitine, production of the bacteria gut to metabolize this compound, leading more TMAO. All right, so the bacteria in our digestive tracts don't have to be wiped out. We need them for a lot of reasons. But maybe what we need to do is make carnitine-free meat. Now, I know a lot of you guys pop carnitine. You think it'll help your bones, your kidneys, weight loss, etc. Be careful. We don't know. Now, they don't think carnitine supplements will put you at risk for heart disease. They don't think so. But remember we had a study where older women who took supplements were more at risk for heart disease? What if it's the L-carnitine that you guys are taking? What if? We just don't know. So in this last study, when they looked at vegetarians and vegans versus meat eaters, they were able to see this cause and effect. We'll talk a little bit more about it in the next hour. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Hang me down, just hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.